ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال علي عليه السلام من الخرق المعاجلة قبل الإمكان والأناة بعد الفرصة.
Imam Ali said, "To make haste before the proper time, or to delay after a proper opportunity, in either case is folly."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, in this truly universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, it is interesting, but despite all of the different sessions that we have had up to this point discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, we find that there is still so much we can talk about when it comes to Imam Ali's persona being truly universal. And so it is unanimously agreed, both among the Shia scholars and the Sunni scholars, and even the non-Muslim scholars, that Imam Ali was the most pious man of his time. And he was so pious in his time that he had divorced the world 3 times, meaning he had completely renounced the world. Now, for some of our listeners who might not understand this statement or this remark of divorcing the world three times. Just to explain this a little bit. So in the jurisprudence, in the fiqh or the ahkam, the Islamic rules and regulations, the laws and commandments of Allah the Mighty, the Exalted, we find that in the religion of Islam, you are allowed to have a divorce for a maximum of three times. So very interesting. I know it's a little bit of a tangent, but it seems to be important. In other religions, we will find that you only have the option cut from a little bit of a tangent. So in Islam, you can be married and then have a divorce, then be married, then have a divorce, then be married, and then have a divorce the third time. Now, this third time that you have a divorce, you cannot go and marry the same individual again. And so here, Imam Ali alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, he has this famous statement where he says that he has divorced the world three times, meaning his piety and his God consciousness, his awareness of God, his awareness of Allah was to an extent where he had divorced the world three times over, meaning a divorce, a separation, a going of different ways where one cannot return. Imam Ali taught humanity that truly, if you want to move towards Allah, if you want to communicate with Allah, if you want to have a strong relationship with God, then you must disassociate yourself from the world. You cannot love the world. As the famous saying goes, and the Holy Quran says, that man has not been created with two hearts in his chest. Breaking away from the world, if we want to become pious, a profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafiyya. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. My dear son, you must not allow uncertainties and doubt poison your mind. Skepticism or irrational likes and dislikes should not affect your views. But remember that before you start thinking and deliberating over a problem, seek guidance of the Lord and beseech Him to give you a lead in the right direction. avoid confusion in your ideas, and do not let disbelief take hold of your mind, because the first will lead you to agnosticism and the others towards errors and sins. When you are thus prepared to solve any problem, and you are sure that you possess a clear mind, a sincere and firm desire to reach the truth, to say the correct thing, and to do the correct deed, then carefully go through the advice that I am leaving for you. If your mind is not clear, and it is not as free from doubts as you wish it to be, then you'll be wandering in the wilderness of uncertainties and errors like a camel suffering from night blindness. Under these circumstances, it is best for you to give up the quest, because with such limitations, none can ever reach the truth.
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridvi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani al-a'inur rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And I would like to begin with this very question about Amir al-Mu'mineen. And the question about who is Ali is actually a very simple question. What I want to answer tonight is the question of what is Ali. There is a difference between who is Ali and what is Ali? There is another hadith narrated by 24 companions of the Prophet. And this is narrated by Shia and Sunni sources alike, where the Prophet says, Aliyun ma'al haqq wal haqq ma'a Aliyin. Ali is with the truth, and the truth is with Ali. Now, when we talk about this hadith, sometimes we get the question where the Prophet said the same thing about Ammar bin Yasir. Ammar is with Haqq, and Haqq is with Ammar. Remember, Ammar is a disciple of Ali. He is a student of Ali, who gave his life for the love of Ali in the Battle of Siffin. There is a difference in what the Prophet said about Ammar. In case of Ammar, he just said, you know, Ammar is ma'al haqq, wal haqq ma'ammar. Ammar is with haqq, and haqq is with, and the truth is with Ammar. When it comes to Ali bin Abi Talib, Rasulullah did something else there. After saying, Aliyun ma'al haqq, wal haqq ma'aliyin, the Prophet prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma adril haqq ma'aliyin haysu ma'dar. Not only that Ali is with Haqq and Haqq is with Ali, the Prophet prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, turn Haqq in whatever direction that Ali is turning. It's not that you have Haqq there as a standard, and then you measure Ali. Is he on Haqq or Batil? No. That is when you will measure Ammar, Salman, Miqdad, and others. When it comes to Ali, the issue is not, you know, measuring him with the haqq. Rather, Rasulullah says, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah turn haqq in whatever direction that Ali turns. And this is where we see that in spite of all these things. You know, we are really surprised.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.